Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood joining us from Heritage. Genevieve, it's like Christmas and my birthday all rolled into one. I just don't know how to be any happier.
You know what I was thinking, though, Mark, as I was listening? I was so happy to hear it, as I'm sure all your listeners are, too. But at the same time, you're thinking, wow, do we really have to have a president of the United States state in an inaugural address that there are only two sexes, male and female? Like, the fact that he even had to say it just makes you realize how completely ridiculous the world has become in the past 4 years have been.
Boy, it's true. How far it's shifted that you have to do that. And the stone faces on the stage behind him, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Clintons and, you know, Hillary Clinton rolling her eyes. And it's just they can't believe you would stand up and trust the science, right?
And just say what everybody can see. I mean, it's just right. As science, evidence, we've all got eyes. If you got eyes, you can see it. I mean, and again, it's like when people, and I just think of the church service yesterday and being, you know, him and J.D. Vance being lectured to by the bishop about transgenderism and all this. And I'm like, wow, you guys still don't get it. This is why Donald Trump is sitting in front of you.
Yes.
It's because you have pushed this kind of nonsense, whether it's through the government, through these liberal churches. You just push it down people's throats, and they're sick of it, and yet they carry on.
I want people to hear just a tad bit of that if they missed it yesterday. Listen.
I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families. Some who fear for their lives.
So what am I missing there with the gay and lesbian? He specifically mentioned the transgender issue. Why would gay and lesbian children also be fearing for their lives? I don't know what their point is here.
Well, he thinks they're going to go be put in like concentration camps, right? Isn't that the narrative I've heard on social media?
I don't know.
Well, that's their narrative. Yeah. But, I mean, but to your point, it's like there's been no talk about any of this.
Right.
All he said is like there's two sexes. No, he didn't say like if you want to go have a gender transition surgery and you're of it, you can do it. But oh, by the way, the federal government's not going to pay for that. He did say that we're not going to be doing that. We're not going to be putting men who want to be women in women's prisons or allowing them to go into women's bathrooms. He did say that. But he said nothing about an 8 or a 9-year-old who maybe thinks they're gay and that we're going to do anything about that. I mean, they take it. They want to try to scare people. They want to say that they're going to do things they're not. And it's all to cover up their true radical ideology. I mean, that's the reality. They're the ones with the radical agenda, and yet they try to turn it. And again, they've been trying to implement that in our schools. Parents have had enough of it. They're like, I mean, parents are the ones who've been scared. They're scared they send their kids to school and they're being taught crazy stuff that they don't want them being taught.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the reality. Who's scared? How about the churches that have been prosecuted by this particular administration, the Biden administration, because of their religious beliefs, and sending the DOJ out to investigate them. I mean, those are the people who have been scared. And so it's just they're living in an upside down world. And again, it's why they got thrown out of office.
You know, I'm curious how this whole thing plays out with these federal employees who were in DEI roles, who are now on paid leave. And they're saying you have to close all the offices, the program, remove all the websites, social media accounts. I don't know how, I don't know if we have an idea of how many people are impacted here, but certainly it has to be a lot considering Biden really ramped that up during his term.
Oh, there definitely have to be thousands.
Yes.
And the reality is that's what a lot of governments have been doing lately. Other people haven't even come to work that work for the government, but the DEI folks have been on task. So no, I mean that again, that day's over and good. Again, what he said about we want to be a colorblind society. We want people to be promoted on merit, and that includes in the federal government. And so we don't need offices that actually go out trying to discriminate against people because maybe you're a white guy and we don't want any more white guys working the department or whatever. So we got to get rid of you. That's not the way it should work. It's who's best for the job. I'm about to board a flight. I don't care what color, how anything, what sex, whatever they are in the cockpit. I just want to know that they're the best pilots out there.
Thank you.
That's all I care about.
I want to know that the person that got selected for pilot training didn't get selected for any reason other than the fact that they're the best damn pilot in the world. That's what
exactly
I want.
Exactly right.
I saw Kamala was, they were bragging, there was a picture of her when she was leaving, and it said like it was the first all-female flight or something like that.
Crew.
Did you see that picture? Yeah, like
I did
that,
not.
That's what matters to the left. You know what I mean?
Oh, it totally is. And it's why it is, frankly, I mean, and it, there's a lot of great female pilots.
Sure,
that's
there
wonderful.
Are.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point is, like, we just want the best pilots. I think that's what everybody, when they want the best teachers, the best pilots, the best bus drivers, the best doctors, the best people, you know, working and serving in our military. It has nothing to do with color or sex or anything. I'm not saying we never had those issues before. Of course we did. But America, the vast, vast majority of Americans do not care at all about race. Yeah. They just want the best people. They want to get a fair shot at a job. And they don't like the government saying we're going to pick and choose based on color and size and what sex you think you're, maybe think you are, that you're going to get a job. That's just not the way it should work.
Yeah.
And people are fed up with it.
I think they are. Genevieve Wood, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.